Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Marriage 6, Gospel Commitments, Every Couple Needs to Make, by Paul David Tripp, is a Christian marriage book that reframes married life through the lens of the gospel rather than romance, personal fulfillment, or relationship management. Based on Tripp's earlier work, What Did You Expect? This revised edition presents marriage as a covenantal setting for growth, confession, forgiveness, and sanctification. The book is aimed primarily at Christian couples, but it also has value for counselors, pastors, and readers who want a more realistic account of what long-term marital faithfulness requires. Instead of treating marital difficulties as signs that the relationship has failed, Tripp argues that they expose deeper issues of sin, expectation, trust, and self-centeredness. The result is a practical and theologically grounded guide that presses couples toward repentance, grace, and sustained effort. Its purpose is not to idealize marriage, but to show how gospel convictions shape everyday behavior within it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, daily growth and change are treated as a marital responsibility. One of the book's central claims is that healthy marriage depends on a regular rhythm of confession and forgiveness. Tripp treats this not as a crisis response reserved for major failures, but as a normal pattern for everyday marital life. That matters because couples often try to preserve peace by avoiding hard truths, hiding weaknesses, or managing appearances. Tripp argues that such strategies do not produce closeness, they preserve distance. Confession creates honesty, and forgiveness restores relationship after honesty has exposed sin and hurt. The logic is explicitly gospel-shaped. Because Christians live by grace, they should not be surprised that marriage also requires grace in repeated cycles. This topic is important because it moves the reader away from a performance-based model of marriage and toward one where both spouses assume they will need mercy. The practical effect is to make repentance and reconciliation ordinary rather than exceptional, which gives marriage a way to recover from conflict without denial or despair. Secondly, trust is presented as the structural condition for a resilient marriage. Tripp resists the assumption that marriage naturally settles into stability once the right partner is chosen. He presents growth and change as a daily agenda because sin, habit, and complacency are always present. In this framework, a couple cannot simply rely on chemistry, shared history, or goodwill to sustain a good marriage. Each spouse must be willing to examine personal patterns, confront blind spots, and cooperate with God's ongoing work of transformation. The emphasis is not on self-improvement as an end in itself, but on sanctification within the marriage relationship. This makes the book more demanding than typical advice literature because it refuses to locate the problem only in circumstances or in the other spouse. Instead, it asks each person to consider how personal change contributes to relational health. The focus on daily change also gives marriage a forward-looking structure. Couples are not asked to chase perfection, but to remain alert to growth over time. That approach helps explain why the book is realistic without being pessimistic. Thirdly, love must be active, sacrificial, and visible in ordinary life. A sturdy bond of trust is one of Tripp's 6 commitments because marriage cannot function well without dependable confidence in one another. He does not treat trust as a vague feeling, but as something built through consistency, reliability, and truthful conduct over time. In a fallen world, spouses will face disappointment, misunderstanding, and disappointment again, so trust becomes the relational structure that allows them to absorb strain without collapsing. This is more than emotional reassurance. It is the assurance that each person is for the relationship and will act with integrity under pressure. Tripp's point is also diagnostic when trust is weak. Ordinary disagreements become threatening because the couple lacks a stable foundation. By contrast, when trust is strong, even hard conversations are less likely to become destructive. The book, therefore, frames trust as a practical necessity, not a sentimental ideal. It is one of the clearest examples of how Tripp combines theology and realism. Since he acknowledges both the brokenness of human character and the need for covenant faithfulness to hold a marriage together. Fourthly, differences should be handled with appreciation instead of irritation. Tripp distinguishes biblical love from several common substitutes, including politeness, compatibility, and the absence of overt conflict. He argues that many marriages appear orderly on the surface, yet lack real love because the spouses have settled into distance, cold cooperation, or careful avoidance. In his account, love is expressed through service, self-denial, and deliberate pursuit of the other person's good. This means love must be visible in ordinary patterns of speech, decision-making, patience, and sexual faithfulness, not only in rare moments of intensity. The book's treatment of love is therefore morally demanding. It asks whether a spouse is actually being loved, not simply tolerated or managed. That matters because a marriage can survive functionally while becoming relationally thin. TRIPS analysis pushes against that possibility by making love the active center of marital health. The emphasis also connects love with holiness, since sacrificial care reflects Christ's own pattern rather than consumer expectations. As a result, the topic does not merely praise affection, it defines love as disciplined covenantal action. Lastly, protecting the marriage means resisting complacency and spiritual drift. The final commitments in the book address two realities that often shape long-term marriages: the presence of genuine differences and the danger of complacency. Tripp argues that spouses should not treat their differences as defects to be eliminated, but as features to be understood, appreciated, and used with grace. This shifts the goal from uniformity to wise cooperation. At the same time, he warns against the sense of arrival, the moment when couples assume they no longer need to work, pray, or pay attention. That warning is important, because many marriages drift not through spectacular failure but through neglect. By linking differences and protection, the book shows that marriage requires ongoing stewardship. Couples must keep tending what they have been given, rather than assuming past commitment guarantees future health. This makes the book especially useful as a corrective to passivity. It portrays marriage as a covenant that must be guarded with humility, attention, and dependence on God. The result is a realistic picture of endurance, not heroic idealism, but disciplined faithfulness over time. In conclusion, this book should be read by Christian couples at any stage of marriage, as well as by pastors, counselors, and engaged readers who want a more serious account of what marriage requires. Its main benefit is that it replaces sentimental expectations with a framework shaped by confession, repentance, trust, sacrifice, and grace. Readers looking for quick fixes or technique-driven advice may find the book challenging, but that challenge is part of its value. Tripp is less interested in helping couples optimize compatibility than in showing how the gospel reshapes the daily habits that make marriage resilient. Compared with many marriage books, it stands out for its theological depth, its frank assessment of human selfishness, and its refusal to treat conflict as unusual. It does not promise a painless relationship. It offers a path for growth within a difficult and ordinary one. That makes it especially strong in the Christian marriage category, where it functions both as pastoral counsel and as a call to mature discipleship inside the home. If you would like to support Paul David Tripp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.